This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's that, 40 years? Almost 40 years, right?
Yeah.
And
he said they're in great condition because I put the ball in plastic sleeves.
Yeah.
You know, you got to protect your comic books.
How old were you in 1982?
I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. Was there also a sock there that stood up on its own? Or was that?
What I was hoping for was that there was a couple of bags of weed I left in the, in the box of the comic books.
That's amazing.
Did I find any weed up there? Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. I'm going to meet them at a job site today that they're at.
Yeah.
And collect these comic
That's
books.
That's awesome.
This might be some kind of a setup robbery,
yes.
Like on Tinder.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah,
bring somebody with you.
Yes, like really?
Bring a sandwich you can throw at
them. I'm going to show up in my O2 Corolla, and they're going to rob me. What am I, Big Poppy?
Well, that's amazing.
It is incredible.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm looking at those comic books. He said they're all in excellent condition, so I'm going to immediately take them
and sell them.
You got to have them appraised.
Oh yeah,
right.
So I got to go to my friends at That's Entertainment in Worcester, and they're going to look them over. And
that's amazing. What an amazing thing.
What a nice guy.
Very nice of them to reach out. Well, we'll see when I show up today.
Well, they probably would like a little cash.
Yeah, they probably. I'm guessing they may want something. I don't know. How about a T-shirt?
There might be some clams left in the fridge.
Yeah, I got some salad dressing.
I've got a morning show signed T-shirt here for you.
But it's pretty insane.
Here's a text asking if Danielle has ever gone down the stuck in a crawl space wormhole on Pornhub.
Well, I'm sure you don't need me during sports, right?
I'm sure you have.
There's so many scenarios.
Ooh. I'm stuck in a crawl space.
I mean, you know, my favorite is the stepmother stuck under a table.
Right.
No, I thought it was under the sink.
No, there's that too.
Oh, no, but I thought that was your favorite. Was the you don't like stepmom stuck under the sink, or that's a second or a third?
That's like a couple tiers down.
Okay.
That's when the same stepmom's son comes home.
Yeah.
And he says that he knows what she does with his dad, and then he does her against the washing machine.
Yeah.
The table Alexis Fox and the stepmom stuck under the table on YouPorn is like, I think, one of the highest rated videos that's on the website.
Well, she's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it end? Oh, wait. All right.
Hold on. Look at this. See, I just started going down, and there's a girl that got stuck in a playhouse.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Chu, maybe when you go see these contractors and try to get your comic books back, you could offer them an autographed LB 8x10 in exchange for the
books.
I got him in the office right now, kid.
He's probably got 100 that he's going to try to pawn off on the listeners tomorrow morning at Ernie's.
I don't care what you say. 150 times 10 bucks works for me all day, every day.
Wait, you're not going to be selling your autographed 8x10s outside Ernie's house tomorrow, are you?
I bet I am.
Well,
I'll greet everybody. 8x10s here. Get your 8x10s. LB 8x10s.
How much do you charge for those?
You can go on YouTube. Some people are trying it for a glossy fight picture.
$2.
$20.
Jeez.
Here's a text that says, Danielle, have you ever seen the stuck in the little kids' playhouse porn?
That's the one that I just found.
It is? Or you just found it right now?
That's the one
while
that
you
I
were
just
looking?
Mentioned. Evidently, it's very popular. Oh. Watch Katie get her something stuck in the playhouse after devouring candy. 6.6 million views.
No.
It's only got a 64% thumb up on Pornhub, which actually is not bad.
Yeah, but 6 million views.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Oh, wow. She is really stuck in there. Now I got pop-ups.
What is it? What is it with you and porn? You, for some reason, you love porn.
I love porn. I think it's great.
I pick up
a lot of great tips from porn.
You do?
Yeah.
So it's educational for you.
Very much so.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't think there's anything that you don't know how to do. based on your past experience. But
I mean, I'm not willing to do all of it, but it's like, you know, it's like sometimes like people ask you if you can do something. You're like, yeah, well, I know how to play tennis, but I don't play. No, I know how to play the piano, but I don't play it religiously. I don't really care for it. Yeah. Like, I can wash windows, but I don't do them.
It is 7:04, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. And time for me to congratulate Chris, who is the winner of a couple passes for tomorrow morning and the Miss Bikini Pageant at Ernie's Estate. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Greg? How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm excited to see you tomorrow. Who are you bringing?
I'm bringing my coworker Jamie with me.
All right.
We're pumped. We've been trying all week.
Now, do you have to come up with an excuse to bang out of work, or are you okay on taking a day off?
I'm okay. I got plenty of time to use.
All right. Excellent. Do you work for one of those companies that has unlimited vacation time? That's all the rage right now.
No, I wish. Unfortunately, I don't.
All right. Well,
how does that work?
Hold on one sec. Chris, we'll see you tomorrow. You're going to have a blast. Ernie Chef will be there, and we are going to crown Miss Bikini 2019. I have more passes to give away. I'll give away another pair this hour. This is the last day that you can win. It's a very interesting thing, LB.
Yeah.
Companies that are doing it say that their people are actually more productive than at companies where they give you a specific amount of vacation time. I mean, you have had unlimited vacation time here at WAF for decades.
Yeah,
but
Entercom's an incredible company.
But I don't.
I think in those cases, a lot of people self-police and they don't take advantage of it because they know what a benefit it is. But they also feel comfortable in knowing, like, yeah, you know what? If I do need to take a little vacation for relief or personal reasons or whatever it is, that they're free to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
So they put in a 12-hour day and then take Friday off?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe, you know, or they'll take a week here or there. But it's, you know, I think people understand that if you have unlimited vacation time, if you're going to take off 4 months of vacation, it's not going to work out.
Right. It's kind of like the honor bar at the hotel. I mean, but the thing is, if you're, you know, you probably feel a little bit of human guilt. And you're thinking like, all right, well, I already took a vacation day last week. I'm not going to take it. You know, personally, I don't like using any of my vacation days. I've been very nicely allotted 5 weeks by the amazing people here at Entercom. I don't use nearly half of it. I've yet to take one Friday off this summer, in fact.
Well, it's not technically summer yet. I mean, we've hit meteorological summer that you may have taken a day off.
All right. Coming up, we are going to get to today's Mantown crisis, and we will find out if a recently filed lawsuit means there will be no more news smokes on local television.
Come on.
This is a potential tragedy of epic proportions.
Bad.
So we'll get to that coming up. We're going to go inside the warped female brain at 7:50, and now it's time for this.
And now, LB.
I could tear you apart in like 14 seconds.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Not anymore. That'll be about 4 minutes. It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lepresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you have hair issues, guys, gals, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. It will change your life.
GM of the year is Don Sweeney.
29 years I've been part of the National Hockey League, and this was my first invitation. That probably means one of two things. I wasn't good enough to earn it before, or I was too cheap to buy a ticket. But I really believe this is an acknowledgement of the Boston Bruins organization. I was very fortunate with Mr. Jacobs and Charlie and Cam to be given this opportunity. The people that I get a chance to work with every day should share this as well. But most importantly, to my beautiful wife. She has been the rock of our family. Selflessly supported all of my own career aspirations, and I share this with her tonight as a tribute to the special person she is. Thank you. Congratulations to all the other nominees and the award winners.
Well deserved.
You bet.
I believe by an everyday listener of this program who Danielle can't stand, Donnie Sweeney. And by the way, He mentioned Mrs. Sweeney, who is also an everyday listener of this program and most likely listening right now, unless they're not back from... where were the awards? In Vegas?
Vegas. Okay, they're still in Vegas, Kim.
Well, listen,
the grandparents are looking after the giblets.
Listen, just... he did... Listen, I'm getting over my disgust at what happened, and I will say that Donnie Sweeney made some moves that made a gigantic difference.
You bet.
When it came to this Bruins team, and the future looks bright. So, have you seen the video that is narrated by Doc Emrick about how next year,
the kid playing
hockey in the driveway, and they're talking about how oftentimes when you lose, you come back,
right? It's and about character,
and you're stronger next year.
and then
I say to myself, is it October yet? Let's get the regular season underway. So congrats to Donnie Sweeney. How did Bergie do, LB?
Bergie came home third.
Oh.
No biggie. It's his fifth nomination for best offensive player in the league in a row. In a row. He's won four times already. He did not take home the trophy last night. And you know what? It escapes me, the person that did.
What do you mean it escapes you?
It was Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan O'Reilly of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues who took home Defensive Player of the Year.
Isn't that what a woman says when she's able to get out from under you while making love, that she's escaped you?
Yeah, it was good for me. MVP, Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov, no surprise, led the league in scoring. Vezina Trophy for best goalie, Tampa Bay's Andrei Vasilevsky. And Calgary's Mike Giordano won the Norris Trophy for best backliner. Elias Pettersson of the Vancouver Canucks, Rookie of the Year, had an incredible rookie season. He takes home the Calder Cup. The NHL draft begins tomorrow night up in Vancouver in the Northwest. Van is for the U.S. people. Vancouver is in Canada, 2 hours north of Seattle. Bees, Sweens, and Cam pick 30th overall in the first round. Red Sox Twinkies, you go good, guys.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Red Sox win it. Red Sox win the series 2-1. They go 5-1 on the trip as they roll over the Twins on the strength of three-run innings. The final, Boston 9, and the Minnesota Twins 4.
Joe with the call. It was kind of a wild ride. The Sox got on it early and then stumbled a little bit in the middle. Erod got the win and was laser show after stumbling a little bit. 7 innings, 1-run ball. And as you heard, that's 2-3 against the very good Twinkies out in Minnie. That's 5-6 if you're counting for the Red Sox. They went 5-1 on the road. Sox are off today before the Blue Jays come to town for 3 this weekend. White Sox are in town at Fenway as well on this homestand. I think it is an 8-game homestand. Chris Sale faces the Jays, Trent Thornton tomorrow night. They get the day off today. It's a 7:05 start. Sox are 6.5 back of the Yankees, who beat Tampa Bay 12-1. CC Sabathia, 250th win, 3,000 strikeouts. So he's on his way. 19-year veteran. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame. Sox and Yankees do battle in London. I think that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So
It's next weekend, I think.
It is next weekend? Not, yeah.
Not
that's
this
a
weekend,
cool
but
road
next
trip,
weekend.
Yeah. Live broadcast. In other big poppy news, the shooting update, the shooter shot the wrong guy, allegedly. David Hernandez was the guy that was supposed to take the bullet, but Poppy took it in the stomach.
Thank you, LB.
All right, buddy.
It is 7:13. Coming up, we will get to Stowe 5-0 and take a quick look at some of the horrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown police department in Stowe, Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish I was able to have every single one of you join us at the Miss Bikini Pageant tomorrow. Your text messages are inspiring, and the begging and the reason why you should be there tomorrow, all of the reasons are very valid, but we have a limited amount of people that we can get into Ernie's pool complex for the event tomorrow morning. So, for instance, Danielle, I'm just hearing from the Corn Hub guys who are at the cornhole tournament. You know, the ones wearing the jorts and and the tank tops, and they're begging for passes. I can't do that right now. I did hear that Up Talking Natalie is going to be joining us tomorrow. I think she bribed Stiz Grimey to be Stiz Grimey's guest for tomorrow. But I do have another pair of passes to give away before 8. So keep trying. Keep listening. I think Mike the Stowe Heckler is on the phone. Mike?
Yeah, good morning, boys and girls. I just wanted to talk to LB real quick.
Yes.
I have a reputation as being a bit of a heckler. And if that coward does actually show up.
What coward? Mike, what coward? You mean Scott from Weymouth?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think he will. There'll be some excuse. I had to call a different morning show. But if he does show up, I'm going to ride him pretty hard, so I want to make sure the big dog's got my back.
Oh, yeah.
I got your back.
I'm sure he does.
I'll bring some Molsons. I know that Ernie's a really philanthropic guy. I'm going to bring a whole bunch of money. I'm going up to the lake right now to retrieve the pontoon boat to give Greg a little bit of rehabilitation. I'm looking forward to it. I just want to make sure the big dog's going to be there and keeping an eye on me, because sometimes my mouth gets ahead of me. You know what I'm saying?
He'll be there.
You'll be fine, kid.
In fact, Stanley's poll this morning is whether or not Scott from Weymouth will actually show tomorrow morning. The most hated caller on this program, will he actually show? So you can go to our Twitter feed at WAAF and voice your opinion on whether Scott will show or not. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. Leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. What else do I need to mention? Next week, the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, and I am giving away a foursome sometime during Monday's show. So just a heads up that you should be listening Monday if you would like to win a foursome in this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. It is taking place at the brand new MGM Casino out in Springfield and the Great Horse Country Club, which is one of the most beautiful, if not the finest track in the New England region, as far as I'm concerned. A hidden gem, as the golfers like to call it. So the tournament benefits the Greg Hill Foundation, and you could be there if you win the foursome on this show on Monday. This year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament is presented by Echo Store Technologies and by Sparkling Ice. And, of course, once again, the great helicopter golf ball drop is happening during the tournament. So this is pretty simple. We are going to load a helicopter up with golf balls. And for $20, you can purchase one of those said golf balls. The helicopter will hover over a hole on the course, and then all of the balls will be dropped simultaneously, Danielle.
Yes.
That's cool, man.
And whichever...
That doesn't always happen at the same time.
Sometimes
one's a little late.
Yeah, whichever ball drops into or nearest the hole, the individual who has purchased it will win $5,000. So right now, go to thegreghillfoundation.org and buy yourself a golf ball, and you could win $5,000. TheGregHillFoundation.org. Today's weather, brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. It's going to be cloudy, chance of showers, The high is going to be 71 today. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everybody that lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk or Suffolk or Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for more for membership information. That's cityofbostoncreditunion.com. And the City of Boston Credit Union is uniquely Boston.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents Mantown in Crisis.
Well, I got to tell you, this is a crisis of epic proportion. A lawsuit that has recently been filed in New York may mean that there will never be another news smoke on local television, Danielle.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be that to get on TV, to get the prime spots, you had to be older, wiser. You had to know your stuff. People needed to trust you.
You had to be Natalie Jacobson.
Exactly.
You had to be a Liz Walker.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now they're chucking fetuses behind the anchor desk. Okay? So five anchor women at New York One, which is a 24-hour news channel in New York, have filed an age and gender discrimination lawsuit against the owner of the television station, Charter Communications, claiming they've been repeatedly marginalized and relegated to second-class status as younger women and men have moved forward.
Excuse me. So according to their logic, I can sue the NHL because I got gas piped because I was 33 and they thought I was too old.
Well, this would be the question. You know, the reason why you were not... No, I'm being serious. The reason why, you know, when you age out of a professional sport, you can't perform the sport's duty any longer.
Okay.
These women are saying that the reason they're aging out of their anchor position is because they're old and not hot enough anymore.
Right, right. But as an owner of a company,
yes,
isn't it your duty to make your shareholders money every year?
Right.
So if no one's watching the news because you're old and wrinkly, that you go get a blonde couple of smokes to sit side by each and take number one overall for like 5 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't you can't discriminate based on age and gender. You just can't do it. So they're filing let me finish the story.
You know.
No, I'm not. I just want to finish the story so people know the basis of the lawsuit, you jackass.
It's fairly obvious. Old people are pissed off that they're getting gas.
So people should just Google
young,
it.
Beautiful,
just
women.
Like the sports. Can I finish? So the five plaintiffs range in age from 40 to 61. And the attorney, Douglas Wigder, who previously has sued Fox News successfully over similar claims, said that New Yorkers deserve to have the most talented journalists deliver the news. The five anchors are, one of them is 61. She's been there since 1992. Another is 50. She's been there since 95. Another is 49. She's been there since 96. 44, been there since 08. And 40, been there since 2000. And they're claiming age and gender discrimination. So... They say they've been left with no choice. They said, we cannot and will not sit idly by while we're cast aside and our complaints of mistreatment are ignored.
Yeah. So you're pissed off that you're not going to be making your $2.2 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I would be, too, if I could still do my job competently.
It happens in every job.
Does it?
Yeah.
Every job.
If you're a construction worker and you're too old to lift the sledgehammer, you're getting fired.
But they're not too old to do the duties.
Right. They're not too old to do the job.
They're just not. They're not smokes.
That's not the point.
They're not.
Yeah,
they're
in
the industry they're in. Okay, has changed. It's evolution of the business is people want to see beautiful young women giving me sport. Look at ESPN. Look at the NFL sideline reporters. Is there some old NFL dude that played 13 years in the NFL doing the sideline reporting?
No.
Nope.
No.
You know? It's a hot smokes.
Right.
They played a lot of football.
There's an obscure Office reference when Jan tells Michael that the company could be hit with an ageism lawsuit because Ryan's launching the website and they're getting newer, younger, and he requires everyone to learn how to use their Blackberries.
Obscure ear moth reference. Mm. The bubble-headed bleach blonde comes on at 5, Shu. That is Dirty
Mr.
Laundry
Henley.
From
yes.
Don Henley.
Yes.
I get it. It's frustrating. I think maybe they could win this case because I think it's going to, you can make a case that it's kind of like, I hate to say this for those who are in journalism, yeah. like those of you who work at Channel 7 and you're listening right now, earmuffs, but I guess you could make a case that the television news is like Hooters. And so if Hooters is allowed to hire, mm-hmm. I mean, if they're allowed to hire based on looks, which the Supreme Court said that in certain cases, I believe it was the, what's the freaking name of the restaurant, the other Hooters concept restaurant?
Tilted Kilt.
I believe the Supreme Court said that Tilted Kilt can hire smokes and not hire UGMOs.
But I think so, because they treat it like a role.
It's like,
right?
it's like an acting role.
Yeah,
yeah so but this, if, is, but, kinda, this look, is kinda what this
listen,
is.
Listen, Bud.
Yeah.
It happens in every bar on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, a 300-pound chick walks in and a 28-year-old smoke walks in. Who do you think's getting hired?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they do their due diligence so that it's not what's the word you use? Where you
no freaking idea where?
No, I don't know. But discrimination.
Yeah.
So you do your due diligence and you find out that she had an OUI like 20 years ago when she was 18, so you can hire the smoke.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, no, but that's what guys do. You're in the business, Hilldog.
Yeah, I think
you know, an 80-year-old chick that's been bartending for 40 years walks in to work at one of your high-end young people bar hangouts.
We have both male and female bartenders at Howell.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a lot of 65-year-old male bartenders that are working at your joints.
I mean, we have like 40-year-old. Craig is 40 years old.
Guy. 40-year-old guy.
40-year-old guy, yeah.
You mentioned Bill Ashes on Revere Beach yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
That's where you would find the older bartender.
That's right. That's right.
Santarpio's.
That's right.
Well,
what's the bar on Walston Beach there right in the middle of the road on the ocean?
Yeah, let's say you go to Capitol Grill, you're going to find some aging male bartenders who've been doing that job mm-hmm. forever.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and they're good at it.
That go to the Capitol Grill are 30-plus people. You got 30 to 40 to 50-year-olds because you, there's not a young person, restaurant, or bar that has older bartenders that are women and men. It just doesn't work.
Well, if this lawsuit leads to the elimination of news smokes in our region, I am going to stand up and defend Natasha Verma
yes.
and others. Katie Thompson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Reyes.
They're all listeners yes. of this program.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed this affects them and their careers, I am going to be outraged. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Nothing. What's going on, morning show? I had a comment about you said you're hiring the smokes.
Yes.
There was a lawsuit, I think. I'm not sure how far back, but Mary Lou's, an older woman, mm-hmm. tried to get in there, and they hired the younger girl over her.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
And I don't know how that ended up. Certainly, I think you could make a case that Mary Lou's hires based on looks.
So they should.
I mean, I don't know.
So they should.
I don't know.
You know how it works, Hilldog. The smoke gets you on camera at the desk at 6, and the older anchor, she's in the windbreaker on the ocean during the hurricane.
Well, Situate.
That's what these women are complaining yeah. about.
Yeah. Scott.
They've had
you
it.
Want a job? Or you don't want a job.
Danielle, how do you feel about? I mean, do you feel like? I mean, listen, you're in radio, so looks
doesn't matter.
Looks don't matter.
Right.
But I mean, the thing. I mean, let's be honest. Not only is it a looks thing, it's also a money thing. So the television news figured out that we don't want to pay, you know, Natalie Jacobson $600,000
right.
when we can pay Mercedes Florentine,
$100,000
Ooh, great name.
To come in for it. Well, you notice I use Florentine like the pasta, like the chicken dish.
Always food.
But we can hire so and so who's been in a market in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Bring her in for a couple years,
right,
and then she's gonna age out and salary out, and we're going to bring in another smoke for another 100 G's or something.
I think it's important to look at the changing dynamic of how we get our news these days. So back in the day, how'd you get your news? The newspaper, or you waited to watch the nightly news broadcast.
The one broadcast at 6, that was it.
That was it. And that was, you know, you relied on journalistic credibility there, and you wanted someone there that was experienced because people trusted them to give them the information. These days, if you watch a 6 p.m. newscast, you probably had all that news on your smartphone about 3 hours ago.
Right.
So they need to find a more creative way to draw viewers in, and that's with aesthetics.
Yeah. Several texters want me to pay homage to another friend of this program, Maria Stefanos.
Yes.
Who is still getting it done at an older age and is still a smoke.
Yep.
And that's one person who can demand higher compensation,
and they will
pay it because people actually watch for her.
Yeah, she's all right, money.
It is 7:39, and time for this.
Bad boys, what you want? What you want? What you gonna do when Sheriff John Brown come for you?
Following the man and woman of law enforcement,
a caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
Time now for a quick look at some of the horrifying crimes that have been perpetrated on the fellow citizens of my hometown, Stowe, Massachusetts, over the last week, courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper and the Stowe Public Safety Report. On Tuesday, June 11th, at 10:47 a.m., a walk-in requested to see a copy of a recent police log entry. The log was provided. The individual then explained that he/she was very upset with the wording. An officer reported that the entries were not detailed because a crime had not been committed. The party then exclaimed, well, there's going to be one committed.
Oh,
I hope there was a follow-up on that. Sounds like a threat.
Yeah. An officer suggested that the individual stop speaking. He/she was not allowed to enter the police station making threats of any kind of a variety.
Wow. For real?
Wow. That's aggressive.
You don't want to do that in front of the cops as a walk-in?
Things are heating up over there. I know, that's a walk-in. I mean, what's going on? 11:23 a.m., a caller on Crescent Street reported that the pedestrian crosswalk sign was on the side of the road.
Okay.
Here's a word of advice. Stop and go pick it up put it back where it should be.
Those things are heavy, dude.
That's something you could do to help out your community. 6:30 p.m., a woman flagged down an officer on Great Road to report that a red Volkswagen was all over the road. The police checked the area. The car was located. The woman was having difficulty driving because of solar glare.
Dreaded
solar glare.
It's a real threat.
It could be a real problem. On Wednesday, June 12th, a caller from Walcott Street reported that a squirrel was on her enclosed front porch.
Bastards get in everywhere.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't an attack squirrel.
Yeah, on meth.
At 6:25 p.m., a caller on South Acton Road reported that a drone was flying over the road about 8 feet off of the ground. The police responded, and the pilot of the drone was filming a commercial for Subaru.
Oh.
Rando Ding LB.
Oh.
Rando Ding.
Should have stayed with that one.
Yeah. On Thursday, June 13th, at 1:52 p.m., a caller from Aubuchon Hardware reported that a woman left the store with merchandise that she hadn't paid for. The Stowe police responded to assist the Maynard police who were able to stop the suspect.
Heading back to Maynard.
So legit, right? Crossing city lines.
Uh-huh. Did they escort the person back to the bridge?
On Sunday, June 16th at 4.07 p.m., a caller at the town beach reported that someone in a parked car was rolling up something, possibly drugs.
Yeah,
he's making a joint.
The police responded, and the parents of the car's occupants were notified.
You've been there, Hill Dog.
Yep, the beach. Nothing good ever happens at the town beach, Pine Bluffs, after 7 p.m. And then finally, at 9:26 p.m., a caller reported that her son, who worked at Shaw's, was locked inside the store.
They didn't do a final check when they closed.
All of the employees had gone home.
Yeah.
The police were able to make entry, and all was okay.
Good.
As it always is.
How many hours a shift do you think that kid sleeps in the back behind the corner of the cobs?
I was in the cooler. Damn it.
That is Stowe 5-0. We're coming back, and we're going inside the warped female brain. 781 text, which says, I keep hearing you talk about it, but I've never heard the full story. What happened on Dooley's pontoon boat? I told it after it happened. I made the mistake of getting on... My friend, God bless you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Is it the allergies or?
No, it's a chill from the vent.
The chill from the vent?
Yeah.
It's like 100 degrees in here. How can you be cold? Women are so weird with the temperature thing.
Yesterday I was dying in here.
Yeah, wear a puffy vest.
It's silver puffy.
I'll borrow Greg's.
Yeah, you could borrow a silver puffy vest.
He doesn't need to do any mountain hiking adventures this week.
No. Anyway, I was up Lake Winnipesaukee, beautiful lake, and I made the mistake of getting on the boat of my friend John Dooley and my friend Scott Trink. And I was sitting at the end of the pontoon boat. The boat was listing in that direction, obviously, because I was sitting there. And the Captain Steubing, steered it right into a rogue wave, at which point the aluminum gate of said pontoon boat snapped off and slammed into my leg. Wow. And I am still unable to. I'm now walking with a limp permanently. And so I will require some kind of a compensation insurance or otherwise going forward. I've yet to reach a settlement with Echo Store, but I will be all working on that.
Pending. So, yeah, bag of cash pending. Yes,
that's an update on that. It is 7:55, and it's time for this.
Since the beginning of time, man has asked, what the hell is she thinking?
Okay, she's crazy. Lucky for us, I know how to talk to crazy.
It's time to peer inside the warped female brain.
When God created women, he should have supplied a set of instructions.
As a public service, every once in a while on this program, Danielle is kind enough to allow those of us who are male to get a brief glimpse inside the crazy, convoluted, warped female brain. So right. if you're a man and you have a question, you may text it 97107 right now, or you may call with your question. Here's a 617 text. If I ask a friend with benefits to go to a wedding with me this weekend, does that change things in her mind?
If she is truly solidly established on the parameters of said friends with benefits relationship, then no. If you think she's a little clingy and she might have caught some feels, absolutely. Lighten it up a little bit. Like, hey, I need a date for this wedding. Like, you know, we go have a few drinks. We can F after.
Yeah. Well, what I was
like,
going to
say. Like, lay it out, like, real clear ahead of time.
What you should do is, it sounds like it's a trip somewhere for a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. What you should do is say, come with me to this thing. And while I go to the wedding, you remain in the hotel, nude, in bed, waiting till I get home. And then I think she'll understand exactly what's going on.
You don't want to take a sandwich to a picnic.
Well, you don't want her to catch
bridesmaids, man.
Some people,
it's a guaranteed lay.
Sometimes if the family's going to be there, the guy might feel like he has to have a date. You don't want her to catch the feels, though.
Right. Didn't you see Picture Perfect with Jennifer Aniston and Jay Moore?
No catching the feels. Let's see here. Here's a 774 text. How soon is too soon to have sex with the wife after her aunt died? Well, can you
it's
please?
Her aunt.
It's like I mean, give her,
yesterday.
Give her a little bit of time for crying out loud.
Well, how close was she to her aunt? I mean, is it like her third aunt, you know, second aunt once removed, like, you know, sees her twice a year? Or is it, you know, her godmother aunt, you know? Mm.
Sounds like an excuse to me. I'm still getting over my aunt.
My aunt died in 83, yeah. And I'm just not over it yet.
I just don't feel like it's right.
Here's some Jergens.
Here's a gym membership.
508 text. Why do women make it such a big deal of what your political views are on dating apps and won't date you unless you completely see things their way? Is that a thing?
It's a big thing, especially the Never Trumpers. If you're a Trump supporter, swipe left. I have seen that because I have a couple of buddies that are like, you know, real, like, they lean, like, real to the right, and they'll screenshot, like, these chicks that are just, like, my buddy Chuck does this all the time. He'll get these chicks that message him, and he'll start talking about his views on certain things, and they'll just be like, oh, my God, so it looks like you're a Trump supporter, and they just put, here's the thing, it's peacocking, because most of the time, if you actually pinned these girls down and were like, well, what policies or stances do you not like? They couldn't come up with an answer.
They don't have any idea.
They're
right?
doing it just to peacock and be like, yeah, so listen, like, I totally don't support him. And if you do, like, you're not getting up in here.
I've been dating a girl for just under a year. This is a 617 text. We're crazy about each other to the point of discussing moving in together. There's a big problem, however. I came to find out that I actually dated a cousin of hers a few years back. It ended bad, to say the least, and I have a feeling that this is going to be a problem. How do I handle this?
So say, hey, we need to chat about something. This literally what you just texted in. Be like, you know, so your cousin Sandy.
I dated her.
Things didn't end well, so just FYI, you know, in the future this might be a little uncomfortable at family gatherings.
Yeah.
You know, is it a first cousin? Is it a second cousin? Second cousin once removed? You're
hoping it's a second or third cousin because if it's a first cousin, they've already had a conversation.
Exactly.
And she knows how good or bad you are in the wrapper.
Right. Like if it's first cousin, you probably see them fairly frequently depending on your family. But, you know, if it's like some of my second cousins, like my cousin Stacy and Lauren, et cetera, I see them when somebody gets married, when somebody's born, and when somebody dies. Sure. That's it. Love you guys.
Listen to this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.